The Days of Whiskey, Castrol Oil, and H Production by Rex King. There was a time when the smell of gear oil and race fuel meant more to me than breakfast. We'd arrive at Laguna Seca before sunrise, coffee in one hand, wrench in the other, and that Monterey fog clinging to everything like a secret. I was running an H Production Austin Healey Sprite, number 410, a twitchy little British mosquito with more heart than horsepower. And let me tell you, when you drop down through the corkscrew at full throttle, everything else in life just faded. It wasn't a polished world. It was loud, hot, and dirty. But that pit lane was church to me. We worked hard, bled a little, cussed a lot, and we loved every second. I remember sweating under the California sun, changing jets between sessions, carb tuning with one hand and holding a sandwich in the other. There was no telemetry, no laptops, just feel, instinct, and duct tape. And somehow, that made it pure. I met Bruce McLaren and Denny Hume in that grease-smeared sanctuary. Giants, both of them. Gentlemen with nerves of steel and hands tougher than the blocks they wrenched on. We shared beers, bad jokes, and the kind of quiet nods only racers understand. God rest their souls. They were fast, fearless, and real. Men of torque and tenacity. Being around them was an education in grit. Back then, we didn't talk about data. We talked about feel. The way the car pitched into turn two, how it danced through the corkscrew, how the tires spoke through the wheel when they were about to give up. You didn't read charts. You read the road. It was hard-earned knowledge, baked into our bones by sweat, tire smoke, and the occasional miraculous save. But time, well, time teaches you new things. These days, I watch Tesla and Rivian and Lucid build machines that don't need a driver. Cars that see better than we do, react faster, never get tired. AI behind the wheel. Some of my old friends scoff at it, but me? I'm leaning forward. I'm interested. Because while I once tore through traffic at 150 miles per hour in a screaming English contraption with drum brakes and no roll cage, I now struggle to see well enough to make a left-hand turn after dark. That's not defeat. That's life. And it's also progress. The luxury of being driven, safely, quietly, is starting to look mighty good. If you told my 30-year-old self that one day a machine would take me home better than I could, I'd have laughed and reached for another gear. But now, I understand. It's not about control anymore. It's about possibility. I still get out to the track, not to race, not anymore, but to smell the rubber, hear the engines, and maybe share a story or two with the young drivers who ask what racing was like back then. I tell them it was loud, dangerous, and beautiful, and it taught me everything I ever needed to know about risk, responsibility, and resilience. It still does. So yeah, the world's changed. The garage smells different. The dashboards glow like spaceships. But that same thrill is out there, humming beneath it all. Whether you're rowing gears through the corkscrew or watching your EV park itself, you're still chasing a feeling. And me? I may be done driving fast, but I'm not done moving. Not by a long shot.